From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, March 18th through Sunday, March the 20th. I'm Philip Grant. Chris Bragg reported at Capitol Confidential that the people hoping to remove Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz from the Republican presidential primary ballot in New York have filed an expedited appeal. The petitioners argue that Cruz, who was born in Canada to an American mother, does not qualify to be president. Arguments will be heard on the appeal on Wednesday, March the 23rd. Earlier this month, a state Supreme Court justice dismissed the suit, saying the petitioners failed to meet a February Board of Election deadline to challenge Cruz. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the cost for water and sewer services is going up for Coxsackie Town residents. The town board last week held a public hearing on the proposed hike and then later voted to approve it after no opposition to the rate was expressed. Residential water rates for 300 town residents will increase $10 per quarter from $22 to $32. Sewer rates will likewise increase by $10 per quarter. The rate charge will not affect village residents. The additional funds are needed to maintain and improve the town's infrastructure. The Daily Freeman reported that Sarah Nicoli, Palatine Town Supervisor, officially announced on Saturday, March 19th, her candidacy for the 46th State Senate District seat. The Montgomery County resident is challenging incumbent Rotterdam Republican George Amador. In a press release, Nicoli said, and I quote, "Albany's culture of corruption is hurting our communities. Taxes are too high relative to income. Good jobs with benefits are scarce. Public schools aren't receiving the funding they need. And small businesses are getting edged out," end quote. Nicoli has received the backing of Kingston Mayor Steve Noble, Ulster County Comptroller Elliot Auerbach, and Kingston Democrat Committee Chairman Joe Donaldson. Nicoli and her husband, Sean Mallinson, operate a second-generation family farm. The 46th Senate District includes parts of Ulster, all of Greene and Montgomery counties, and the western portions of Albany and Schenectady counties. Scott Wallman reported at Politico New York that a major economic development project planned for the state's southern tier may be threatened by the lack of natural gas connections, according to the New York State Electric and Gas Corporation. Lawmakers and the region's business leaders say that even though the southern tier is relatively close to the fracking operations of Pennsylvania, economic development is being hurt because there is not sufficient pipeline capacity for natural gas. NYSEG recently outlined a major project to create almost 200 jobs, but the plan is dependent on natural gas connections. The unnamed project would create 164 full-time jobs, according to documents NYSEG filed with the Public Service Commission. The company is proposing to invest $132 million in manufacturing, warehouse, and office space in Nichols, Tioga County. The filing does not explicitly say the project would be affected by state delays on pipeline decisions, but Republican State Senator Jim Seward of Oneida said a lack of pipeline capacity is hurting the region's businesses. Seward said last month, and I quote, "We are reaching a critical point. There is a great need in this area for natural gas," end quote. The state is increasingly relying on natural gas as older coal-burning power plants close or are converted to gas. Pipelines needed to bring in the gas are meeting strong resistance from community groups and environmental activists statewide. Pipelines are also increasingly being scrutinized as a significant source of methane pollution, a potent contributor to global warming. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has delayed final approval of the Constitution Pipeline for more than a year. On Tuesday, March 17th, New Yorkers Against Fracking and other groups released an ad calling on the Cuomo administration to reject the proposal. Gail Heinzen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that a recent audit of the Berkshire Union Free School District by the state comptroller has been released. Among the findings, the population of the school declined by more than 30% between 2011 and 2016, while revenues declined by $2.6 million. According to the report, district officials said if the trend persists, the district's long-term viability could be at risk. Berkshire operates two schools in Columbia County, the Warren Street Academy in Hudson, with an enrollment of 120 students and 60 employees, and the junior-senior high school in Canaan. Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli said in a report, and I quote, "A school district in poor financial condition usually struggles to balance its budget, may suffer through disruptive service level declines, has limited resources to finance future needs, and has minimal cash available to pay current liabilities as they become due," end quote. Berkshire Superintendent Bruce Potter said the audit's conclusion was based on, and I quote, "an inaccuracy," end quote, and that the funding shortfall was due to a failure on the part of the State Education Department, which resulted in a deficiency going uncorrected until last year. Potter said the reduced enrollment was directly related to a national trend away from residential placement. In the past 10 years, out-of-community placements have decreased by 56% statewide. For our final story, Katie Kosajansky reported in the Daily Mail that the village of Catskill officially welcomed the Rural Ulster Preservation Company, known as RUPCO, to Main Street last week. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held in front of its new 408 Main Street home near the Greene County Chamber of Commerce. RUPCO is a nonprofit agency specializing in housing and rental opportunities for low-income people and is based in Kingston. The agency has been working to provide increased service to Greene County. Approximately 190 landlords participate in the housing voucher program countywide. Residents are also offered low-cost or free energy audits as a part of RUPCO services. The Catskill location is staffed by HCV program specialists Danielle Antonelli and Jacqueline Lazarus. RUPCO's new location offers better parking and handicapped access, an improved waiting room, and a confidential conference room. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 42 degrees. For Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. The forecast for the next 2 days? Well, on Tuesday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of rain before 5 a.m. Then a chance of rain or drizzle before 5 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 39. And on Wednesday, a chance of drizzle before 8 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 53 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m., then a chance of rain or drizzle after 5 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 38 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:54 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:09 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 21st day of March, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.